Getting telepathic or intuitive information from the children is really much easier than you might anticipate. In fact, every human being receives information from all manner of unseen sources. Most, however, dismiss the information that is received because we've been trained to place our attention exclusively on the physical world. Let's look at the various means of receiving information from the children. There are many ways to receive intuitive information. Typically, one or more of our human senses will be naturally heightened, and that will be the avenue through which we gain information beyond the physical realm. Just as I discussed in the Advanced Sensory System module, at least one of your senses is probably heightened, although it may have been dormant until now. Ask yourself these questions. When you first meet someone, how do you determine if you like them? Is it the way they sound or what they talk about? Is it the way they look or feel? If the former, you may find that your sense of hearing is your intuitive gateway. If the latter, your sense of sight or your sense of touch may be your predominant intuitive access point. What I'm trying to get at here is that we're all intuitive and we're all telepathic. Most people stop the flow of intuitive information because they identify telepathy as something that they can't do. So first, please decide that you're going to work with what intuitive information you get, regardless of how it comes to you. The most important part here is to open a line of communication in the way that is most comfortable for you, and then to trust it, practice it, and watch it evolve. My own journey started with a heightened sense of sight, and that was by necessity. If Riley hadn't shown me his light body floating above his physical body, I never would have believed that I was there to help him in any other way other than as his speech pathologist. Sight came first for me, quickly followed by hearing. So when I first started connecting with other children, I would ask them a question and see a picture, and then ask questions about the picture, at which point the picture would either change or I'd hear the response. Those skills shifted over the years from obtaining information via hearing and sight to obtaining it via feeling, taste, and even smell. Sometimes now there's just a knowing, but I still like to go back to these other senses and clarify what I seem to know in any given moment. So no matter which sense you use to establish your connection to the children, the important part is that you not dismiss it or talk yourself out of it. From now on, when you ask a question, either of the children or any other unseen supports, immediately write down what you get. The reason for this is that over time, what you receive will be validated in one way or another. Now let's look at the kind of information that you are likely to receive. When people first start practicing their connection to the children, they often receive the responses that they expect to receive, or they receive through their own lens. For example, if you have a belief that children diagnosed with autism need to have friends and you're sad because they don't, it's likely that when you ask the child a question about friends, you're going to perceive that they are sad because they don't, when that actually might not be the case. This is why in the aligning to yourself segment of this course, we discussed projection. If you're projecting your feelings onto the child's experience, you will always hear what you expect to hear and not receive any new information. So how do you solve this issue? You solve it by asking lots of questions of the children themselves, and you solve it by clarifying everything that you intuit. Your communication with the children is a two-way street. So as long as you treat it as such, the children themselves will help you get to the information that they want to share with you, regardless of where you start the process. You will simply need to be willing to learn from them instead of assuming that you know what they need. This can be a trick, but if you simply hold as your intention your willingness to be a bridge between them and others, they'll help you along the way. I also highly recommend that in order to eliminate any form of projection when offering information from the children, you simply state what you notice without any interpretation of the information received. The moment you start telling someone what you think their message means is the moment you risk confusing your perspective with what the child is intending to share. It's really no different than having a conversation with someone who's sitting in front of you. If you ask them a question and then give them your interpretation, they may say, yes, that's accurate, or no, it's not. When connecting with the children, we have to do the same thing until we're sure that what's being received is what they're intending to share. Over the years, I've received so much information that made no sense to me. But when offered to the person asking the question, all of a sudden it made perfect sense. There have also been times when I assumed I knew the answer because so many children had answered a similar question in a similar way, but was then told by the child, look again. If, however, you hold the children as your top priority and are willing to learn from them, I can assure you that they will ensure that you get the information that they are trying to share. These kids are great at helping us open up to our intuitive awareness and access points. Trust them, and they will trust you. What happens when you hear something that's hard to express to the person asking the question? With practice, you'll realize that you will never be put in a situation with the children for which you are not ready. They will up the ante on the information they give you as you demonstrate the skills to handle the information with integrity, compassion, and love. You'll gain these skills by going back to the children and asking lots of questions before you give a response. You also gain these skills by trusting the information you receive from the children and delivering it without drama, fluff, or interpretation. Your best means of remembering how to connect with the children is by practicing and asking lots of questions. In the next module, you'll receive a little energetic assistance from some of the children near and dear to the Awesomism process to help you get started.